to today's show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath, and I have here with me once again Ocean, who is going to be co-hosting with me today. So we're going to get right into the music, and we're also going to have some live poetry throughout this mix. We'll just see where it takes us and how things flow. First track is going to be I Awake and New Skin from the new release entitled Tiara. Hope you're doing good. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Listen, I am dancing underneath you. It is a chant. It is a medicine story. It is what happened long ago. It is a bead in a story belt. It is what has been forgotten. It is a smell of sweet grass and cedar and prayers lifted to the sky, Father. It is a way, a tradition, the way it was always done by the people. It is a feeling of warmth, the sound of voices. Listen, I am dancing underneath you.
Back, you're listening to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Just currently listening to Ace Denna and Snowflinger. We kick things off that set with I Awake and New Skin. We then also heard some recording of African singing a cappella, and I don't know where it's from. It's just a random recording that I have sitting on my laptop. And also Ocean brought along some from 1970 from Abraxas, Santana's Singing Winds, Crying Beasts, and that was mixed in with the voices there. We also heard Robbie Robertson and Twisted Hair from Music for the Native Americans from 1994. And I can't even pronounce this. Can you pronounce this? Kodovaya Academia?
I'm not going to be able to do justice.
Yeah, Rejoice Now. Rejoice Now, Heavenly. Heavenly something.
Powers, I think.
Heavenly Powers, yeah. And I'm not going to. That would be Russian here, right, I guess.
It's it's Russian Orthodox monks that were chanting there.
Okay. And then that was about it, really. We have some live poetry coming up. Ocean's going to read a piece or two. At least we're going to start with one of them. And that's going to take us, it's going to launch off the next set of music, which we're going to get into right now. Are you ready to go?
Sure.
You good to go? Okay. So yeah, some more music coming up in the half an hour set. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Bestow the benediction of your compassion upon as many weary souls as possible, sparking perceptions of your shifting winds that rustle dry leaves into ecstatic agitation. Please share with us your understanding as to what inspires thunder to rumble, like the stampede of 10,000 bison, revealing the secret schematics of heaven. Please offer more than mere words to soothe us through the tribulations of this darkening sky, heralding an arrival that will arrest everything in its tracks in a silent acquiescence with what would come next. Please permit this hush to linger just a little longer, where every beast and flower freezes in suspended anticipation, awaiting the heart of the tempest, unleashed in rogue waves, freeing us from fears of submerged forces. And please instruct our crash courses on the sources of the trajectories that lightning impales the nightmare with, as well as the lost science behind its rapturous motivations. And please, comfort our brothers and sisters, especially those who still shed tears for what is dying and for what must perish in order to resurrect into the clear, crisp dawn that follows every storm.
Yeah.
are this. All of this. This is all there is. Our path is pathless. What we are looking for is what is looking. We are not in control. Knowing this, surrender is so much easier. There is perfection within our imperfection. In absolute terms, there's no right or wrong. Our words are insufficient. Conceptualization, a meaningless convention. We were born for this. Something quite profound is transpiring here, eternally. So let us celebrate. And somehow, yes, everything that happens was meant to happen. Thus, there is nothing left to do but trust. It is impossible to wrap our heads around it. The mystery is wondrous, endless. God, devotion, peace, compassion, awareness, emptiness, bliss. All this too will come to pass. Thank you.
You're listening to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'm here with Ocean.
Hello, hello.
And Ocean's brought a few songs along today to contribute to the mix. Also, a couple of pieces of his poetry that he read live today. So thanks for that. Thanks for sharing your music and words.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me back again. I always have a great time when I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, some nice tidbits there in the last mix. We heard a poem. What was the first poem that you read? And do you have a title for it?
Yeah, the first poem was called Prayer Before the Storm.
And that was in accompaniment Dead Can Dance's
Rainbow Voice.
And then we heard some Fele with A Different Time. And we heard from one of my mixes from 2000, HC's Big Kid Lifestyles, a chunk of music that included a track by The Black Dog from Spanners and a lot of found sound layered mixes, which I couldn't tell you what they are, just some basically drum loops and some throat singing and stuff that was, I don't know what the source of that stuff, because it was from 14 years ago. So, and then also a chant that I recorded for Miss Mickey Aurora, Tare Tutare, Green Tare Mantra, and just a rough mix of that was also happened to be recorded, and then some gong, which Ocean brought from, what year would this be, 1970?
Oh yeah, definitely in the 70s, early 70s, 74 probably.
The track was A Sprinkling of Clouds, and the album entitled You. It's some great album art on that one.
Pretty trippy.
Yep. You got that right. And then some Paya we heard. Now it was actually, we mixed her in, a flute and her singing. We mixed her in with the gong with Let That Water Wash Over Me, from her last release, Four Great Winds. She's an amazing performer. If you ever see her live, which I had the pleasure of doing a couple of years ago at Piranha Fest in Oregon, which is where she's from, I believe, from Ashland, Oregon. And then we heard another piece of poetry entitled, what was the second one?
Fundamental.
And that was the track that you were speaking over was Anushka Shankar. Is the track entitled Rise? Is that?
No, it's called it's Naked.
Okay. And then the last track we heard was from a good friend from New Mexico, Chances Are Good, with Dervishes, and that was from What's That Smell, which was his last album, I believe, unless he's put out a new one that I haven't heard about. And we're going to play a couple of public service announcements and get back into one last track just to cap off the show.
Gayla Kasla, my name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools.
The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been shared. We believe it is time for us to all face what happened during one of the most violent policies in this country's history. We believe it is time to take a journey of honesty together.
We now know that there is tangible violations of the Geneva Code on Genocide, that this country has committed crimes of genocide unequivocally against Indigenous peoples.
School, when we speak to the 60 scoop, when we speak to the day school, we speak it about it as if it's in the history. But our children are dying and suffering.
You have just heard At Window, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
The Vancouver International Dance Festival returns for their 14th iteration this March 7th to the 29th. Witness two forms of dance designed to subvert culture collide when Buto artist Michael Sakamoto and street dancer Rennie Harris face off. See international flamenco superstar Israel Galvan's fast and fancy footwork fly off the stage. Watch what happens when jazz piano improvisation meets ballet with Yui Kawaguchi and Aki Takase, with free shows by Vancouver fan favorite 605 Collective and Modus Operandi. You are sure to find something you love. For show information and tickets, go to vidf.ca.
Well, that brings us to the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in today to Mantra. On the internet, you can go to mantraradio.co and connect with all the previous podcasts and send us feedback, all that great stuff. The last track is going to be Trevor Hall with Jago Ma. And we'll be back next week, next Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Thank you once again, Ocean, for being here. And
Thank you very much.
He will surely be back again at some point on the show. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Bye for now.
Tell me. this awful slumber. Yeah, strike me with your almighty thunder. Won't you come alive? Oh, now won't you come alive? Yeah, yeah. Wake me up inside. Yeah. Oh, won't you come alive? Yeah, yeah. Open up my eyes. Oh, now open up my eyes. Yeah. I'll shake my heart.